The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. Welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on iTunes, Stitcher, and nfl.com/shek.
S-H-E-K-S-H-E-K-S-H-E-K.
Free agency is nearly here. A lot of guys have been franchise tagged. Other guys have been set free into the wild to sell themselves, really, to the highest bidder. And we're going to talk with one of those guys, C.J. Spiller, in just a little while here. And in the meantime, seated to my immediate left here in Studio 66, Maximum Strength. All the way from London, England, he's our resident Miami Dolphins fan. It's Handsome Hank.
He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank. He's Handsome Hank.
Hello, Handsome. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you, Dave.
Yes. Are you better because your mom's in country?
My mom is here, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's been taking care of me. Some nice, mom's own cooking.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
English mums make great food? That's always the... Well, the stereotype is that English people, that is their liability as a people, is that they don't make good foods.
Well, my mom is obviously breaking that mold.
You know, it is funny now that I've never really connected the dots on this, that, for all the people always have made those lame jokes pretty much for most of our lives, right, mm-hmm. that England doesn't have good food. But in the last 5 years or so, that's all that opens in America are gastropubs.
And all of the American cooking shows, or all the ones I've ever watched, appear to be hosted by English chefs.
Mm, yeah. I've been turned off by certain... I like watching HGTV, and I like watching
it.
Food Network. But I was tweeting about it, and I got some pushback on it. I don't like the pretentious people who go... I love the when they're finding a house, when they go to House Hunters. House Hunters International is great, too. But even the American one, when they just go, hey, we're a young engaged couple, and we're looking around Charlotte for our next home. $159,000 is what we're looking for. But they get consumed by... They want an ensuite bathroom. A lot of talk about ensuite.
My favorite thing.
I want an ensuite.
My favorite thing is, and this especially happens. There's this pair. If you're listening internationally, you're not going to know what we're talking about. There's these two brothers who they call themselves the Property Brothers.
Yes, I find them grating.
Very,
who are these two?
Well, they're kind of half handsome, half terrifying because they're are they twins?
Oh, but they think the world of themselves.
They love themselves. But the thing they always do is they say, hey, we've got $420,000 to spend and blah, blah, blah. And the first thing they do is go and take them to a $900,000 house. And they're like, this has got everything you could want. And then this couple who are like, well, this is great. We've found our dream home. And they're like, you can't even close to afford this. Just seems like a very...
Did they do that on every episode?
Every single episode.
Because I saw only one episode, and I found that move repellent.
It's disgusting.
It really is showing up. These poor people,
hey,
these schnooks are out looking for a house. We're going to take you to a house that
you couldn't possibly
Wouldn't that be a deal breaker?
Right.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm going to find a different agent. See you guys.
I also don't like that, and then Food Network. I hear a lot. You see a lot of commercials. More and more, this word app is coming up like, hey, our apps are half off at happy hour. Apps now are for your cell phone.
Right.
I can't stand. Are you so needy of time that you need to abbreviate appetizer to app?
Yep.
Now, some things in life, I say do the abbreviation. Mm-hmm. I've made the case many times that it would be a great move as a society. What do we need AM and PM for? 10 AM or 10 PM? Well, the M is incidental, right? We don't need the M in either case. Let's just go 10 A, 10 P. Now, I understand you're skeptical about this, Handsome, right? You think...
Well, I'm skeptical because you, to me at least, don't appear to be someone who likes to shorten things. You like to make things a lot longer.
No, I know, but I need to... Don't you see? I have to make up for that where I can. Mm-hmm. So if we eliminate the M from 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., if we get rid of that, I know it's a fraction of a second. But add that up over the course of a lifetime, 15, maybe 20 extra minutes that are yours. They're for you.
There's that. And then there's also, wherever those signs are up in buildings or whatever. In fact, I mean, you're talking about saving time. I think you could save people a lot of money by doing that as well.
Handsome, C.J. Spiller is going to walk through these doors in a matter of minutes here. I want to get our ducks in a row. Like I say, free agency is nigh. It's exciting.
Elimination Chamber.
What happened there? Elimination Chamber, but Black Tie's not even overseeing the show today. He's out sick.
Again?
Did you hear about that? Black Tie's sick today? Yeah. Convenient.
Is there a...
Who do we have producing the show today, then?
Well, after a long sojourn out west, I'm now back. It's Gold Tie.
Yeah! Wait, I thought we changed Gold Tie to Zach Tie.
Yeah, Zach Tie, you're right.
Instead of Black Tie.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
What's the poop, fella? I've been seeing your tweets about international sports that no one in America cares about. I see you've spread your wings.
Wait, you're outnumbered in this room.
Yeah. I see you've spread your wings beyond just soccer, and now you're interested in Handsome Hank's favorite sport.
I'm a big cricket guy. I think I'm the American record holder in England for most cricket runs at 4.
I don't know what that means. And I don't want to be xenophobic about your sport. I know, Handsome, you hold it in high regard. And in fact, you throw the ball pretty well. I've seen you throw it, and you've got a pretty good whip on you. The left shoulder, too, like Damashek. And it looks like but the games take 2 days. That's enough. That's a deal breaker.
Some of them take 5 days.
Some of them take 5. Some of them take 1. Some of them take a few hours. Dave, I think what
then
we'll
why would
know,
I care? Then why would I want to go to that as a fan? Why do you get, if you're a cricket, if I have a ticket to the big game, right? Or match or whatever you call it. I'm sure you call it a match.
Yep, it's a match.
Because it's beneath you to refer to it as a game for whatever reason. So anyway, for your match, you have a ticket to the big one. It's the big championship. You go to it. Oh, wait. It's only about 18% over. Do you get to come back the next day?
Right now, the World Cup, that's why Zach Tye's been tweeting about it, the World Cup of cricket's on. That's exclusively one-day cricket, so it's all over in a day.
Have to play.
But what you're talking about, a test match, 5 days, or up to 5 days, yeah, you might go for one of the days, but then you might think, well, let's go back tomorrow, and guess what you did during that one day? I think you would enjoy this. You watch the cricket, great, and you'd learn to appreciate it.
Drink
you
beer.
Also get to drink some beer. And
I like doing
eat
that.
Some food. These are two
so you know, drinking beer and eating food are two of my chief passions.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Around the street.
Hey, I also see behind the glass there, Fouts. Fouts, this is your last week here at the NFL.
Yep. I'm pretty upset about it.
Well.
I'll be back, though.
They still didn't get Fouts Tie his own headset as well. He has to share one with Zach.
It's bringing us so much closer, though. I love it.
That was the deal breaker for him. That's why he decided to walk. Fouts, I see that you and your friend Zach Tie have decided to drop the Elimination Chamber on us. Hit us.
That is correct.
Elimination Chamber.
Worst non-American sport. Soccer, cricket, rugby, team handball. Eliminate one, Handsome.
Handball is out.
No, that one looks so fun at the Olympics every year. Every 4 years. I like that one. They just run around with this. It's like bigger than a softball, and they just run around with what appears to be no rules other than just trying to throw
abandon.
It into that.
I only eliminate handball because I'm convinced fully that if we gave even like Division III college basketball players 1 week's notice to play in the Olympics, we would win the gold.
Well, you know, I've said the same thing about luge. You know, I contend that I could make the U.S. luge team because there can't be more than 3 Americans who luge. Right. I just by announcing that I'm interested in doing it, like, well, you're on the team. Here's the gear. Go ahead, put on the helmet and lay on your back. Get on the sled and there you go, fella.
Do they call you 112 miles an hour down an icy?
And by the way, I you know what? I don't want to again. I don't want to disparage other people's sports, but how big a difference can there be between one loser and another?
The biggest loser.
I mean, really, are there weight classes in luge? Are you as the standard again? Well, like where there are only a grand total of 14 human beings willing to luge.
I could probably.
So that's the
weight,
pool from
the
which
weight
they
pool
choose.
Is also like, will they get down the tunnel?
Wouldn't that be fun?
There is a point where it's like he's going to get stuck.
Hey, maybe we could get like a morbidly obese guy to see how that changes the aerodynamics. Does that help to be heavy?
He might win the super heavyweight division by default.
Be awesome. I think that's maybe where Fouts is headed.
Oh,
Dave, unless you decide to join, in which case
I don't know what that's about. I don't come in here to be attacked by you or anyone else, Handsome Hank.
All right,
can we please
something.
Can we please do – well, I'm not going to eliminate rugby because you talk about drinking beer. That's what those guys like to do after the game. The game itself seems like rubbish, but fine. They like to go out and throw one on after the game, so I support it. Cricket, that's the one. That's the one that goes. Soccer's too popular. People love it. Have your fun with your soccer.
Also,
so I'm sorry, Handsome. Cricket. It has a dumb name.
If you don't agree with Dave, tweet at Damashek.
All right, let me know. I don't fine. Let me know if you don't like if you're a big cricket guy. All right, yes. And I also don't like the outfits. What's with the collared shirts?
Doesn't do it for you. Seems
a little fancy.
All right. I have another one for you though. Right. Another elimination chamber.
Elimination chamber.
So I want you to eliminate one potential CJ Spiller nickname. To my knowledge, he doesn't have a prominent nickname, at least in popular football lexicon. So,
okay.
The Big Spill. Silky CJ Spiller. All Spiller, no filler.
Mm-hmm.
CJ.
All Spiller, no filler.
That's what you eliminate.
That's not a nickname. It's not a nickname.
But that's the best one, though. Of all of them, I don't want any of the others, but that's not a nickname. It's too long.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
But it's better than, what was it, Silky? That's ridiculous.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of that. Here's another thing I'm going to ask him is, why, as somebody who is an alumnus of Clemson, how was that Clemson football team that had Taj Boyd, Andre Ellington, Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, and Dwayne Allen, why did they not beat everybody they played 120 to whatever? I mean, why that offense was not more productive. I'm going to ask him about that, but I also want to ask him about free agency. Handsome, you and me, yes, our jobs are to talk about pro football, but we're human beings, you and me.
Right.
First and foremost.
It's true.
And we like to tackle football from the human perspective. It's not just CJ Spiller, what team would you like to go to? What situation is the best? Certainly, that's a factor. But as a human being, CJ Spiller, what's the best landing spot
right.
for you? I want to get into that.
What city do you want to live in? That's one thing. But I also, I'm interested in finding out, when you get wooed by an NFL team, what do they do for you?
When am I going to get wooed? When's somebody going to woo me already? When's it my turn?
Yeah, I don't think that's coming.
I want to hear the wooing process.
Yeah, I want to hear how they get. Like, if you said if it was like, hey, okay, time to sign the contract. Does he say like, hey, I like that pen, nice tie, and then they take their tie and like, I really like your shirt. You can have my shirt.
I think it was a year ago we had Terrence Newman, yep. our old pal, in here, and you encouraged him. He was ready to make his decision,
right?
And it was only between two teams. You encouraged him. Take as many meetings as you
can.
Spin
it out.
Yeah, let them fly you first class, get some top-grade dinners on someone else's dime.
Right.
I thought that was a keen idea.
But I think it occurs to me now, 12 months on, that maybe that's more me. Mm. And like, if you're CJ Spiller or Terrence Newman, you can afford your own good dinner, and you probably don't need to be taken out for too many by other people.
Yeah, I
suppose. And you're probably not that greedy like me.
And the other factor of that is, and everybody talks about that, is the weird irony in our society that once you are really famous and rich, that's when you really don't pay for dinners as
right.
much anymore because the restaurant is so excited
exactly.
to have you there.
They just bring you in.
They wouldn't take your money. All right, I'll get into all that stuff with them. Where would you, Handsome Hank,
mm-hmm.
I know you're a Dolphins fan. I'm a Steelers fan. Lifestyle. Try and distance yourself from your rooting interest. What landing spot in 2015 appeals to you the most?
I would. I've been to a fair few NFL cities. I'll give you two. I haven't given this one much. No, I'll give you three. I haven't given them much thought. New Orleans.
Yes.
I would like to go and play there. I think that would be fun. You got a good climate. You got a great town. Amazing.
Get fat
food.
Though.
You get fat. I get fat pretty quickly.
New Orleans is that place. People say that when they go to any vacation, they eat a lot. They come back. They say, "Oh, if I lived in that place, I'd be 100 pounds heavier." New Orleans is, in fact,
true.
That's the case.
Yep.
If I lived there for 6 months, I would be morbidly obese very quickly.
So that's one. I think the other one,
because they don't make even salads. They don't. They don't do anything that even a. They don't put on the show.
They might fry a salad up for you.
Yeah, that's true.
I would do San Diego. I think that would be a good spot to land as a free agent, but of course you've got to
worry. Who
knows
if there even will be one.
Coming to L.A. And Chicago. I think Chicago would be a fun place to play football.
Yeah, that would be pretty swell to be in.
It's rugged. I'd definitely, first thing I'd do is grow. By the way, You can't see this. We should take a picture of it. Your beard, Dave, is fantastic right now.
Oh, is it? Thank you.
Yeah, it really is. Thank it's because it's lustrous.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Hey, real quick, let me say something to because you reminded me, NFC North. I got a note from Mike Mazzucci, who is a Packers fan. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were lamenting a month ago, my heart went out to the Packers fans yep. for that miserable, that all-time horrific loss. He says, Dave, big fan. I remembered you from Dave's of Thunder, my old show with the great David Feeney. I remember you liked, well, I don't want to say what he sent me exactly, but it was perfectly legal, nothing untowards, but I don't want to encourage people or make people feel like if they're going to send us something, it has to be something really nice. But he sent something
nice.
Really good, really, something very nice for me to enjoy. And just Clue, it's one of my passions.
Okay.
It's one of my aforementioned passions. As a Packers fan, bitter loss, and thanks for DDFP this past year. Thank you, Mike Mazzucci. And you know what, handsome? Because I'm a sport, I'd like you to enjoy it with me at a later a later hour in the proceedings here. So, all right, handsome. Andre Johnson gone now, it would appear.
Dre.
There's no chance that he's going back to, Houston at this point. How say you? Landing spot for him?
Let's send him to New Orleans. I'd like to go to New Orleans. That team might need a big receiver.
That
could work out.
That would be a terrific fit.
Would be a good fit, but they don't have any money, I don't think.
Yeah, they're one of the ones pretty strapped there. I talked with a San Francisco / Oakland radio station earlier this week, and they're very excited from the Raiders side of things. They're going to spend, like it or not.
They have to.
The two teams,
they're so
right.
far under the salary cap, they actually have to. They're compelled to spend some.
And the other one is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
In a weird way, I mean, you're going to – Ndamukong Suh, Randall Cobb, guys like that are going to wind up in all likelihood – not in all likelihood, but there's a very good chance that they're going to wind up in those two places. Imagine, though, if the Raiders would get – I keep saying it – Kevin White or Amari Cooper, they will surely get one of those two. And Ndamukong Suh and, you know, what if they get Randall Cobb on top of that.
Right.
This is a team that's going to make some hay in the AFC in 2015. Or am I getting too crazy?
I think you might be getting a little crazy there. That hasn't always worked out that the free agency winner, as a previous my team at least has won the free agency Super Bowl in several years and hasn't necessarily worked out in terms of championships or wins in the actual NFL season.
Well, I'm very excited because my team, the Steelers, are for once reportedly going to be spending themselves.
Right.
And, so that's going to be exciting to see.
Who do you want them to get? Who's the big goal for you? What's the signing you would like to see?
Well, the Steelers have, I believe, right now $12 million. You know, I think they legitimately, you know, with the Roethlisberger contract, how all that works
out. Don't think too much about that.
I'm not a capologist. Well, Ndamukong Suh would make the Steelers.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. That's not
going to
happen.
I know it's not going to. You know, I'm tempted to say Byron Maxwell, mm-hmm. but I fear, because obviously they need a corner, but I fear with Byron Maxwell, I feel as though he's going to be one of the first names to go off the board as soon as free agency kicks off. He will get inked immediately. If my senses serve me well, I think there's an Alvin Harper syndrome going on there.
Yep.
Right?
Seahawks,
Alvin Harper Seahawks of the corners. Cowboys, those three Super Bowl champions, leaves Michael Irvin. You know, he was singled up all the time, made hay in that, and then went to Tampa Bay for a fortune and was never heard from again. Byron Maxwell maybe gets covered up by that great defense, and specifically that secondary.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. The Sue thing's interesting, though, because right now there's big rumors that the Dolphins might wind up with Sue. That seems to be the hot buzz.
Is that right?
And my guess is that because the Dolphins, the last 2 years, the number one free agent, last year with Brandon Albert, was kind of the guy that everyone wanted, went to Miami. Mike Wallace was the year before. So they've hit up. My guess is that Sue's agent is like, let's turn up, because he's already in Miami visiting the city to see if he likes it. My guess is Sue's agent's like, let's drive our price up through the roof by pretending we'd like to go to Miami.
Well, already meeting with the 49ers, though.
Yep.
That's a team that it seems as though the popular opinion this offseason is that the window has closed on the 49ers and they need to blow the whole thing up. But, I mean, I think, you know, it's as simple as, I know Justin Smith is long in the tooth, but you know, Alden Smith comes back, Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, the defense, if it returns to dominance, then so too will the 49ers, or at least be relevant in that playoff hunt. That division's rugged and will be again. But if they get Ndamukong Suh, then egad, you know.
Put him in the hands of Jim Tomsula, their ex-defensive line coach now head coach. Things could get pretty crazy down there.
All right, handsome. So I think CJ Spiller is on his way right now. So let's bid you good day. But I will bring up your thoughts or your questions.
Thank you.
For CJ, or should I say the big spill?
You mean Silky?
Silky.
Silky, yeah. Spiller.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we got rid of all spill, all
no fill.
All spiller, no filler.
It's not a nickname.
Not good.
No, that's just a not good thing to say about somebody. All right, good. I bid you good day, handsome.
Dave Damashek.
All right, here he is, everybody. A matter of days now from what figures to be a nerve-wracking time, but ultimately an exciting time. Here he is, number 28 of the Buffalo Bills, or who knows, in 2015. CJ Spiller, what's the poop, fella?
Not much. Just taking it easy, getting ready for this free agency to begin.
I appreciate you dressing up for the occasion.
Oh, no problem. I like to look sharp.
A three-piece suit, no less.
Yes, a three-piece suit. It's by Alba, my stylist, Joanna. She does a
you
great.
You have a stylist?
I do.
I need one of those.
Yeah, but you look nice, though. You got a nice little collared shirt on.
What do you think of the beard? Be honest with me.
The beard, you can probably trim it up a little bit, but I mean, it fits you.
All right, I didn't come in here to be attacked today by you, CJ Spiller.
No, I'm not attacking. I'm just giving you points.
All right, let's talk about this, Spiller. You could be, and by the way, silver and black. There are going to be people up in the Bay Area intrigued by this color combo you got going.
No, I mean, it has nothing to do with any team. It's just one of my favorite suits that I like that I wore during the season and figured I'd just bring it out again.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, I said earlier today, that, you know, yeah, listen, you're a football player and you want to go to a good spot, whether it's back in Buffalo or another team on a contender. I'm sure you want to get a ring that signifies you winning a Lombardi trophy to go along with your Clemson ring there. But you're a human being. You want to go somewhere where life is going to be nice and good, good restaurants, I assume, right?
Yeah, yeah. I love you to like, eat. I love to eat. I'm from the country. I'm a country boy. So
what
I
kind
love
of food
to eat.
Is your favorite?
My favorite food is crazy. I like spaghetti and macaroni and cheese and chicken breast and ribs. Those are my favorites.
In order. That's in there. Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni
like
and cheese. Oh, yeah. If you can make macaroni and cheese, I'll come to your house and visit every day.
Wow. Well, all right. I mean, are you asking if I can do that for you? Because you can come by for dinner tonight. It's a short notice. But
Shaq, you don't look like the guy that can probably.
What are you saying to me? Look at my gut. Of course I know about food.
I'm saying that's probably not from you. You're cooking, though.
You're on to me, Spiller. You're on to me. Let's go through it. Here's what. If you go to New York City, because some people are saying Jets for you. Let's talk about that. Think about this. Do you like musicals?
I do like musicals.
Well, look at that. You could go see musicals in New York City. That's where that could be your next home. What do you think about all that?
I'd have seen that before. I was able to see it during the draft and then obviously playing there.
That's what it looks like, though. That could be your – does that seem nice to you?
It is. It's a nice city.
You could also – I don't know exactly if you're required to do this, but it's certainly an option. You could join the Mafia.
The Mafia?
In New York.
Nah, those guys, they play by a different set of laws, so.
Yeah, they do, but I mean, it seems like some of it is dangerous, but sometimes it seems like they have fun, too. I've seen good fellas.
I mean, some of them pretty cool. I mean, if I can get somebody that can, you know.
All right, so I don't know if New York is perfect. So Dallas, if you go to Dallas, you can wear a cowboy hat.
I can.
Cowboy boots. Cowboy. Does that interest you?
I haven't worn a set of cowboy boots since I was 7 years old when my grandparents got them for me. So
really?
I haven't. Yeah.
Was that a character you liked? Like I grew up loving Lone Ranger.
No, we just was on the farm, and that was one of my Christmas presents that they got for cowboy. Me and my brother, some cowboy boots.
That's nice. You could, would you be interested in a rodeo?
I would
Bucking
be.
Bronco and stuff.
One of my teammates, Aaron Williams, he's big in that country stuff and rodeo. So I kind of follow him, and you know,
he's a fun guy. I like that. Aaron Williams.
Yeah, he's
a good guy.
So, I mean, I might go watch a couple.
Miami, you could live in a retirement home, which would have its advantages. They prepare your meals for you, play bingo.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, Miami is a nice city. I'm only 5.5 hours north of Miami, so it's very, I guess you can say, home friendly. But who knows? We'll see what happens.
What about if you go to Oakland? Here's what's cool about the Raiders. If you go to the Raiders, you could go to Oakland. First thing you do when you get up there, you start helping them pack the boxes to move to L.A. Spiller and Damashek eating macaroni and cheese every night. What about that?
You know what? I love L.A. Dude. I love L.A.
Wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be bad.
That's going to be weird. Are you going to go and visit the Raiders or any of those kind of teams? You're going to gap with those guys?
I have no idea. I mean, my options are open. You know, me and my agent are going to listen to everybody.
What do you want? What will woo C.J. Spiller? Legitimately, what if somebody's out there? It would be great is maybe a GM or someone will hear this show and hear that C.J. Spiller loves macaroni and cheese, and they'll just give you, like, you know, a big, giant mound of it when you walk in. Would that convince you to sign?
You know what? They will jump right up to the top of the list.
I want you to do this because I've talked to a lot of free agents and they don't take advantage of it. Oh, I always wanted to play for that franchise, so they sign there. I want you, if you get 20 teams calling you, I want you to go visit them all. Why? Because they'll take you out for dinner.
Yeah, free meals.
You know?
Free meals.
Do you think about that?
No, I really don't think about it. Like I said, this is my first rodeo, but, you know, I never pass up a free meal.
So where is your head right now as you do this? I mean, is it a time of excitement or, I mean, you know, I know you've been talking about it a little bit, that the Bills, if they chase you, you're certainly open to that. It's not like you've closed the door on that. It's a very intriguing spot suddenly with Rex Ryan. He's all charisma and all that kind of stuff. Does that intrigue you that, man, that would not be bad to go back up there?
I love Rex. I had a chance to get to know him over 2 years from a charity event we do back in South Carolina together. So the way you see him on TV is the way he is in person. I mean, I love him. You know, it would be, you know, pretty cool to play for him if it plays out that way. But if not, you know, I wish him well. I think he's a great head coach. He brings a lot to his team. And everybody that I talked to, former guys that they played for him, that had nothing but tremendous things to say about him, and that's very rare in this league.
Would there be any issue for you about staying in the division? Would it be weird to play the Bills twice if you wound up with any of those three teams?
Probably the first year, if I went with somebody else that had to play them twice. Probably that first game, it would definitely feel different because I'd have been there 5 years. And, you know, I know some of those fans, and I know most of the players. So it would be different, but once the game starts, it's all about that competitive edge, then. I mean, that blacks out. That's in the back of my mind.
I like hearing that. That's what I wish everybody thought that way. Too much of the buddy-buddy stuff sometimes, right?
I mean, guys, no. Once I step on the field, it's all about competitive nature. It's all about how bad can I beat you down.
Well, I know you weighed in on NFL AM this week. You sat in there and talked about E.J. Manuel because that is – right or wrong, that is sort of the evaluation that most people have of the Bills. Right. Boy, that team's ready to go. I mean, they're loaded all over the place. The key issue is at the most important position. You like E.J. Manuel going forward?
I do like E.J., and people think I'm just saying that, but I'm very sincere. You know, I believe that he can get the job done because I'd have been around him, well, I think like 2 or 3 years now, and I'd have seen the work that he puts in. And I think the best thing that happened to him was when Cal took over. You know, I said on NFL AM is that, you know, you can't be buddy buddy with your friends when you're the quarterback of the team. You know, Tom Brady's going to demand what his receiver should be on each play. Peyton Manning's going to do the same thing, and I think that was one of the things that EJ had to learn once he seen Kyle do it. And I think now that Kyle's retired, and you know, if they give him the chance, I think he's going to go out there and do it because his work ethic, he has that. You know, he only did play, I think, maybe 16 career games. So he had, he don't have a ton of tape, but he has some tape. And I thought he was playing very well before the injury happened in Cleveland a couple years ago. And so I think if, you know, he's fully healthy now. So I think if they give him a chance, he'll be okay.
Hey, big kid, got that whip on him and everything else. Yeah. Seems like a sharp guy,
He's a big kid, big arm. And like I said, I think the biggest thing was just the buddy-buddy thing. Because, I mean, he was a rookie. He really didn't know. He didn't want to step on any veteran toes. And, you know, like I told him, pulled him to the side and told him, you know, you have to do it because you're the quarterback. You're the face of the franchise. And that's what great ones do.
Do you think that I could tackle you?
Tackle me? What, an open space?
I'm not asking if I am allowed to tackle you, do you think I could physically tackle you?
No, I don't think you could. I don't think he could.
Not in space. I'm not suggesting I could catch you in space. I mean, you're a professional athlete after all. Yeah. But if I get you, could I take you down?
I'm gonna drag you for a couple yards.
But I could get you to the ground. What is the thing? Is it the fat gut that you think like, wow, that guy outweighs me by like 50 pounds?
Just weight wise, that a probably factor. But I'm so quick.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna.
No, I'm not grease lightning. But you know what? I'm cunning.
Cunning. Okay.
And I've got grit. Okay. That's the other thing about me. Yeah, I got a lot of grit.
I still like my chances. Like we say,
CJ Spiller, I like you too. Last question: Buffalo Bills. Why is that the team name? Named after Buffalo Bill Cody, who tried to kill all the buffalo. Weird.
I never really studied why that was the name.
It's weird, though, isn't it?
That is weird.
What kind of thing is that? To name the football team after the city is named after the majestic beast nearly rendered extinct from the face of the earth, and then you name the football team after the guy who was primarily responsible for trying to kill all the buffalo.
Hey, that's out of my league. I wasn't responsible for that.
Okay, I like that. Very political answer. You're getting ready, Spiller, for what's going to be a bevy of these kind of questions. You passed the first test, and just make sure if we ever run into each other in a narrow alley, Damashek's taking you down just to prove a point.
Well, Shaq, hey, if you like your chances, I like mine.
That's what we'll do as we eat we'll eat macaroni and cheese, then we'll see who can tackle who.
Yeah, that's a fair deal.
All right, and also, we don't have time to talk about it. The one thing I wanted to ask you about is, how did that, because it wasn't when you were there, but right after you left, Taj Boyd,
yep,
Andre Ellington,
yep,
Sammy Watkins, Martavis Bryant,
yes, sir,
Dwayne Allen. Yep. Why didn't that team score 190 points every week?
Hey, turnovers sometimes kill you.
I don't care about turnovers. How could that team ever be stopped? Oh, those guys are all in the NFL.
Oh, no, I was thinking the same thing.
It's like that LSU team last couple of years, too.
Yeah, it was loaded. So
yeah, they also were loaded.
But Clemson future is bright, I can tell you that.
I like those uniforms. Those orange head-to-toe uniforms are
bright,
too.
I think you should come down and do a game.
I'd love to be in Death Valley. I'd love to touch the rock on my way out there and
I can make that happen for you.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I can make that. You just give me
I'm going to make you macaroni and cheese. You're going to make a trip to Death Valley for me.
I can make that happen. That's easy.
Spiller, you're all right in my book. You and your fancy three-piece suit. Go enjoy some fancy TV action, and it's been a pleasure to see you. I wish you good health and good tidings going forward as you move into free agency here.
Thank you. It's always a joy being on with you.
All right. Great to see you. CJ Spiller, everybody. What a fella. Now I'm going to tackle him.
Dave. Dee-da-da-da-da-da-don't. Dave.
All right, there he goes, CJ Spiller, a nice guy, a nice a fella to root for, I feel like, with his sunny disposition there. I'm sorry, let me do that again. I'm being stupid. All right, there he goes, CJ Spiller, a likable fella if the NFL ever had one. We wish him well, and I think we'll follow suit and get out of here ourselves. Studio 66 will wrap up. Fouts behind the glass. This is your last week here, though, eh?
Yeah, it's my last week before, I had to take my 4 to 5 month sabbatical, I guess they call it.
Yeah, you're going off into who knows where. Do you have any closing thoughts, just in case we don't get to them on our later podcast this week?
I had a blast working with you. I had a blast.
I'm your favorite person here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a good time together, and
who's your least favorite?
Oh, least favorite. I don't have a least favorite because I don't hate anybody, but I feel as though sometimes
Mark Sessler.
Hank never liked me.
Oh, I wish he'd been here to talk about
it. I like Hank, but I see him sometimes.
You don't think he likes you?
I say, hey, what's up, man? He's like, oh, hey, and just goes back. I know he's a busy guy.
Let's make a note of that. Let's put a pin in that, as they say, and see, because if you're in here for our second podcast of the week, we certainly should address that. We'd be remiss to let that go.
Yeah, I'd like to know if he has any actual issues, if I did anything to insult him. I mean, my mother's from England, so.
You think that would be a point to connect on?
You would think.
What about the around the NFL guys? Who's your least favorite there?
I don't have any. I mean, they're all.
Who's your. They're all pretty much nondescript.
I like them. Hard to tell
one from the other.
No. I think they're a great bunch of guys. I like what they do. I have nothing bad to say.
They're a lot of fun.
I have nothing bad to say about them.
No.
You know? I guess, you know, maybe you could say something about I haven't met Connor Orr or Kevin Patra. He's like, they're like the,
you know why,
fifth and sixth wheel.
Because the four big shots won't let them through. No, no, we're all full here. We only have four mics. No room for you other guys.
That fifth mic has been taking a long time to
sorry,
get up.
Can't do it. Yeah, we're the stars, you know. We're the Beatles, you know.
Pretty much.
But mazel tov to them, by the way. They got to 10 million downloads now with their podcast, so kudos to them on that. And kudos to you for hanging in with this whole show here. And thanks to CJ Spiller for making time for us. And Fouts, by the way, you, in your final days here, worked on a very noble video piece, which is specifically, I caught up with some of the biggest stars in the NFL, and I asked them one of the questions of our times, which is the better Girl Scout cookie, Thin Mint or Samoa? And we got answers from Calvin Johnson, J.J. Watt,
Joe Namath. Yep.
The list goes on and on, so be on the lookout for that. NFL.com is where you'll track that down. Fouts, like I say, we will kibitz with you as the week goes on here. But let me say in a public forum, it's been a thin slice of heaven working with you, and it's been a thin slice of heaven doing the show for you. We'll be back with more Huey and Applesauce next week, football fans. In the meantime, thanks so much. I'm going to say it one more time. Thin slice of heaven.